All right, we will continue down to number 15. We'll invite Andrew Norton back to give us some information on the bighorn sheep hunting issue before us and finalization.
Good afternoon again, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. If you will, I would like to first have Chad Lehman provide an update. I believe he's going to tune in virtually. And Chad, if you're out there and if the commission, Madam Chair, is amenable to having Chad present some information.
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Can you hear me?
We can, and we can see you, so you can start.
Excellent. Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, I'm going to provide an information item here on bighorn sheep and the Hell Canyon herd. So I'm going to attempt to share my screen here. And are you able to see that?
Yes, we can.
Great. Okay, so this is just going to be a brief update on the current disease outbreak that we were seeing in the Hell Canyon herd in the Black Hills. As you'll see here in this slide, the Hell Canyon herd is located along Highway 16, kind of in the south central portion of the Black Hills. It's basically right, the primary herd is right there, right around Jewel Cave National Park, if you're familiar with that area. And also on this slide, you'll see that this includes Black Hills Unit BH4, which is a unit that's currently open for bighorn sheep hunting. So we detected pneumonia with this bighorn sheep herd March 1st. We were starting some helicopter capture operations in this area to put out GPS radio transmitters on these sheep so we could better document their movements and primary lambing areas, as well as where the rams are located, so we could survey this population better. We've seen some movements of these animals into some new areas, and so we were trying to document that. And when the helicopter operation started, the capture crew came back right away and indicated that they were seeing sheep that were acting lethargic, coughing, not moving very well, and were basically really sick. And so we ended up collaring 19 animals with that capture crew, but we cut that capture crew short because of the potential with the mortality, high mortality we potentially see with this pneumonia outbreak. And so we've obviously stepped up our efforts in monitoring this herd, and I'm just going to provide some information here since March 1st, essentially, and give everyone an update on the stats here related to this die-off. Before the die-off, we documented at least 84 sheep in Hell Canyon, 26 rams, 37 ewes based on our fall survey. At that time, we weren't documenting any coughing or sick-looking sheep, and there's actually a video taken of roughly 40 rams back in the summer of 2023 by one of our hunters. And so we our best guess at population estimate was probably in the neighborhood of 150 to 200 sheep in this herd. It's been a very robust population, really high lamb to ewe ratios and excellent ram to ewe ratios as well. And so we just conducted a fairly extensive survey yesterday. We had a bunch of staff out, and we were broken up into different areas of the primary range, and we did find 59 live sheep. We were also out surveying the area, looking for dead sheep, of course, and we did find some dead sheep as well. But of that count, we were able to count 39 ewes, 8 lambs, 5 unknowns, and then 7 rams of varying age classes. And the one that was 7 years of age was in pretty rough condition, so we are seeing animals that are still coughing and in lethargic condition. Since we documented the mortality and the collaring of those animals starting March 1st, we have also darted some animals, and so we've radio marked 26 total animals, 9 rams and 17 ewes since March 1st. We've documented 26 mortalities from March 1st through March 31st. 12 of those mortalities were radio collared, and then 14 of these were found dead, were unmarked. And they're pretty evenly split between ewes and rams, and then we have found 3 dead lambs as well, two ewe lambs and one ram lamb. Of the 26 mortalities, we have documented pneumonia as the cause of mortality in 19% of the cases, or 19 cases, which would be 73% of the cases. And that's based on necropsy of the animals in the field. And when we generated a survival estimate for the month of March, that survival estimate was 53%. And so this is just for a 31-day period. And if you look at survival in healthy herds, for a 12-month survival rate, you'd be looking at typically 75 to 80% annual survival. So we're even below what you would expect for an annual survival rate. And so we've seen a high rate of mortality. Our daily survival estimate's 0.979, and that extrapolates to a 2% 6-month survival rate. So that would be if we kept that daily estimate constant. And typically how these disease epidemics behave is we feel we're right at the peak of the die-off stage right now. So we've got about as bad of a survival rate as you would expect. And the high mortality rate should begin to slow down sometime here by the end of April, May. We should start seeing survival rebound with the remaining sheep that are out there. However, we're trying to predict what's going to happen here, and our best guess is we're probably going to end up with 25 to 30 animals probably by late fall 2024. And we're basing this on this disease epidemic is similar to what we've seen in Custer State Park in 2004, where we had about 200 animals starting, and then we ended up with about 25 animals after the major die-off. So it was an 80% all-age die-off. So sorry to bring you the bad news, but that's kind of the best prediction we have at this point for this Hell Canyon herd. And with that, I'll try and answer any questions.
Yeah, Commissioner
Beast here. Once this die-off is over with, are you going to go in and start capturing and testing for shedders and getting rid of them to help the herd rebound quicker?
Through the chair?
Yes.
Great question, Commissioner Beast. Yes, we've actually already started disease histories on these animals. Every animal that we radio collar, every animal that we pick up that's dead, if the samples can be viable, we are actually collecting those now. So we're just collecting those disease histories on these animals. So we're already one step ahead of the game here. So when we can start finding out, identifying these shedders, we can move forward then with culling these animals in the field.
Any additional questions? We are seeing no additional questions at this time. So thank you for that update. Andrew, will you take over at this point to continue with the finalization information?
Yes, Madam Chair, I can take over here. Thanks, Chad, for that presentation. And yeah, unfortunate news. Director Kirschman presented it a little bit last month, but got a lot more information throughout the month of March. So with bighorn sheep, there's going to be 2 agenda items. Agenda item 15, I think it's 15B and C. This is the information item. So the first one is going to be the finalization for essentially changing the unit boundaries. And then the second agenda item, action item, would be just require administrative action to finalize the actual license numbers. So these were presented in January and then again last month. And would be finalized here today if the commission decides to move forward with finalization. So just a summary of the commission's proposal for the bighorn sheep hunting seasons. As I mentioned, this is for all intents and purposes a change to a unit boundary. We did increase the maximum cap up to 20, but that's irrelevant here because we're well below that, as you'll see in the next agenda item for the department's recommendation. But the functional change would be to increase that Hell Canyon unit that Chad was just presenting information on to also include the Rapid City herd. And this actually kind of luckily buffers us a little bit, as you'll see with our license recommendation, to if we did see some of these worst-case scenario die-offs on the Hell Canyon, there may still be opportunity for one or two rams to be harvested out of that Rapid City herd, which is not currently experiencing a die-off. So there is a recommended change from the commission's proposal, so similar to what we just previously did with the parks finalization, there would be action required to amend the proposal and then action required to adopt the amended proposal. And the recommended changes are extremely minor rule cleanups. Basically, there was an error in administrative rule that said in 4106-5602, South Dakota Highway 16 and South Dakota Highway 18 should be U.S. Highway 16 and U.S. Highway 18. And then similarly, number two in the recommended change in 4106-5602 is to add SD before Highway 79 to be specific that running south from Rapid City, we're referencing South Dakota, 79. So with that, I can take any questions and would ask the commission if they would take action on to amend this proposal, and then we would recommend to adopt the amended proposal and finalize that.
Thank you, Andrew. With that, let's go ahead and fix some of this language in it. I need a motion to adopt the amendment with the language.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Locken, moved seconded by Commissioner Bartley. All those in favor of adopting the amendment say aye.
Aye. Okay.
It is adopted. So with that, we have the amended version before us. Do we have any questions or comments before we move to finalization? Seeing none, we do need a motion and a second to move forward with the amended version.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Whitmire. Seconded by Commissioner Beast. All those in favor of adopting the amended version say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, it is adopted. Very good. So we have... Is that 15... be adopted.
So, Madam Chair, moving on, agenda item 15C, this one would require administrative action, and this is where we have our recommendation for the specific license numbers. I presented those license numbers last month. At that point in time, even though we knew this die-off was occurring, we kept the Bighorn Sheep VHS Unit BH4, which is at Hell Canyon herd, the recommendation was 8. That was an increase from 4 to 8 licenses. That's the only change that we've made since last month is, if you see in the table on page 55, right under Commission Administrative Action, BH4 is now 2. So that will result in a total of 10 Bighorn Sheep licenses that we would recommend. And that's the result of the original increase of 1 license from 3 to 4 in Custer State Park. No change to BH2, the Elk Mountain unit, and then would ultimately a decrease from 4 to 2 in BH4. And that 2 again would, we feel like there might be some opportunity even after this die-off with that Hell Canyon group. But if that is not possible, there would still be potentially some opportunity with the Rapid City herd, and we fully intend, depending on what happens here and the successful hunters with that BH4 unit, we would get in touch with them and let them know of the situation, and they would have an opportunity to return that license and reinstate their preference points if that was their decision. With that, I can take any questions, but would recommend the administrative action to move forward with the license numbers you see there, totaling 10 Bighorn Sheep licenses.
Thank you. Any questions for Andrew on item 15C or comments? Seeing none, we do need to move forward and approve this.
So
moved by Commissioner White. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted and moved forward. Thank you, Andrew.